This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
8 minutes after the hour, back to work and school following the long Veterans Day weekend and the visit Thursday from Tropical Storm Nicole, which ultimately led schools to be canceled. All sections of A1A reopening now after the arrival of Tropical Storm Nicole. Residents along the coastline are telling WOKV's Lucia Vitti that the cleanup has really just begun.
Miles of residential coastline along Volano Beach's A1A became shattered asphalt sunken sideways into dunes ravaged by Tropical Storm Nicole. A maintenance worker at the Ocean Sands Beach and Spa likened the events to a movie scene.
Tore the road up right here, the whole right-hand lane going north. It demolished that for, at least 1/8 of a mile. It took all that out. The wave I seen, it had to been at least 25 foot. When it crashed over and hit my pickup, it drove me back about 6 feet on the asphalt here. So I thought that I was going out into the intercoastal on the backside here, but I only went back about 6 feet.
Despite the wrath Hurricane Ian caused throughout Florida, the 44-year resident of St. Augustine said that Nicole packed a bigger punch to Volano Beach.
Ian wasn't nothing compared to this. I was here during Ian. I spent 3 nights here at the motel watching everything, and you know, just high winds. But this here was high tides, high winds, a lot of rain.
Although there were no mandatory evacuation plans in place, the elements became scary enough to do so.
Right after the wave, yes, because, like I say, the water just kept coming. You know, it just kept coming and kept coming and kept coming. There was no breaking the water for about two and a half hours. And they had actually just brought the rescue vehicle from the sheriff's department by, I guess, to go get people further north here. And I almost was going to tell them, you know, check on me when you come back. But it just kept coming, but it wasn't no real heavy, steady flow of water. It just was a flow of water, you know, so.
Working in tandem overnight, Thursday into Friday, county, state, city, and law enforcement officials and the Florida Department of Transportation hauled dozens of rocks, sand, and road debris to fill and stabilize scattered portions of the sunken road. Homeowners, residents, and guests admitted that even they were impressed by the speed in which everything was completed.
They done a great job. Once the road was reported broken, they were right here on the scene and just continued on putting in concrete pillars in there, building them up, and they brought rocks, the millings of the asphalt. In about 14, 16 hours, they had the road up and running again. So they said it was a temporary fix, but actually it looks pretty good to me.
Crews will continue to work in these areas to complete all recovery efforts.
And Lucia was hearing from many other people who lost a fair amount of their property over the weekend. You could still hear the wind over the weekend still howling, even though the winds had shifted now fully out of the north. And that's the drier, cooler air that we're enjoying this morning.